Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Witness the colossal boxing showdown nobody expected. Live on Netflix. International superstar Jake Paul, the sport's most watched fighter, takes on Britain's two-time unified heavyweight world champion and Olympic gold medalist, Anthony A.J. Joshua, in the most dangerous and defining matchup of their careers. This is Judgment Day. Watch Jake Paul versus Anthony Joshua, Friday, December 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, live on Netflix.
So good, so good, so good.
Score holiday gifts everyone wants for way less at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save on UGG, Nike, Rag & Bone, Vince, Frame, Kurt Geiger London, and more.
Because there's always something new.
I'm giving all the gifts this year with that extra 5% off when I use my Nordstrom credit card. Santa who?
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. It's easy. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
Jim Kawakami, the editor-in-chief of the very athletic Bay Area. Tim Kawakami.
Tim Kawakami, who has covered the NBA for over two decades, and more specifically, the Golden State Warriors over the last 12 years.
This is the TK Show.
Hey, everybody. Tim Kawakami here, the TK Show, recording from the home studio. Have on as my guest someone I've known for a while, haven't talked to a ton, but ran into him a couple weeks ago. That was great to reconnect. It's Andrew Luck, the general manager of the Stanford football team. Andrew, good to see you. How are you doing today?
It's great to see you, Tim. It was like 15 years you decided not to come back to Stanford's campus, and you came.
Immediately, this is what we get into. And I heard that from Andrew, and he's right. And I'm like, I'm trying to be sure. Yeah, I don't think I've been here for a while. Remember the Cody Whitfield touchdown? I don't know. You were playing the NFL, but he caught one arm.
It was an incredible catch, and Coach Whitfield's on staff. And we showed when we introduced him to the team, we showed his catch against UCLA.
Oof, I was there for that game, and that might have been the last time I was there. So
well, we got you back. We're giving you reason to come back.
Baby. There we go. Andrew, I am promising you I will be back there. I might have to end up going to Cal too, which is I totally for sure. Once I said I was at Stanford.
No, you don't have to.
Well, listen, I'm going to bring up first. We're going to talk Stanford football. We're going to talk everything going on there. But it's in the news. I feel like I'll ask you. See, Philip Rivers, who is older than you by some amount of years here, back for your old team playing for the Colts. There was any twinge for you? Like, how did that strike you to see Philip Rivers come out of retirement for five years and playing in the NFL, playing a game, almost winning a game?
It's awesome. No twinge in me. I am right where I'm supposed to be, and don't second guess that at all. But man, I grew up watching Philip Rivers, right? Like I he was one of my heroes. I loved both watching him as a fan and watching him as an aspiring quarterback, a young quarterback, and then a somewhat established quarterback. I mean, he's one of the exemplars of the position for many, many, many years. And it's incredible. I don't know. And it was a great game. I mean, I was at the Niners game with Tavita watching the Niners Titans in Ellic, Iowa manner. Played out there, but we had our phone up watching the Seahawks Colts game, you know, probably as much because it's fascinating. He gave him a chance to win, and like I certainly still root for the Colts and all my friends and connections in Indy. But pretty incredible by Philip.
Anybody called you, Andrew, over the years and say, hey, you know, want to come back? Are you thinking about it?
Nope. I mean, like friends that, you know, people I meet on the street ask, right? But no, that chapter was done in my life, and live in the next chapters.
You've made it very clear. I say you have made it very, very clear. This is not a boxing retirement here. You made it very crystal clear, as I would expect. I know you don't want to be president of the injured quarterbacks club or whatever. I know, but I know that about you, and I know that about the situation. But Joe Burrow made some comments recently, has been hurt a lot, and your name immediately comes up, you know. And I know, again, this is not you don't want to speak for anybody. But when you're brought into that conversation, do you feel empathy? Just how do you feel when you hear this from another quarterback?
Yeah, look, I'll be honest. I haven't paid too much attention to narratives. I obviously, as a fan, pay attention to the NFL and watch, and you know, for other reasons, if you will. And so I understand. You know, Joe's had a tough draw cards here recently, and look, we all have different journeys in the game. It's unfair to compare any quarterback to another quarterback. I mean, every context is different. We certainly, I think, as a society, enjoyed the comparison game, right? And has its value. But Joe's incredible. He'll march his own path and figure out what he wants to figure out. And football's better when Joe Burrow's out there. Yep. I know that. I love watching him.
Well, let's talk Stanford football. This is the job that you've been immersed in, really immersed in the last, whatever, almost year now. Was it what you expected? I mean, I know there wasn't a lot for you to know about what was this was going to be like. You have the crisis almost right away with having to fire the coach. You go through an interim situation. But what I feel from you is you did not want to waste this year, right? You did not want this year to go away. For yourself, for everybody who was on the staff, and certainly the players. Did you feel you accomplished that? What was this like?
Oh, man. There's a couple questions in there, Tim. Yeah. One, I knew this was going to be a gnarly job, if you will, that there would be things that come up that I was completely and am completely unprepared for or couldn't have seen. I did not expect to make a coaching change last March. We did not expect to have an interim coach. There's a whole bunch there. And then the question of what, you know, sort of defining what this or looking back on this previous season. And you're right. I was committed to not taking a step back, even in making a coaching change. And I've told the story a few times, but Jay Green, one of our defensive captains, called me up when we didn't have a coach last March. It was spring break. And he said, hey, do you know who it's going to be? I said, I don't yet, you know, and I'll let you know when I do. But I can tell you one thing, Jay, like this isn't the NBA. College football is not the NBA. You don't tank to get the best five. You don't tank for the first pick. Like, part of what drives me and motivates me in this job is that locker room and how much I believe in providing for them. I mean, I exist in service of our players and in service of our team. And we needed to take a step forward. I knew it might be the last year of football for some members in those locker room, and we weren't going to be an all-silver. We weren't just going to throw the towel in. And so, yes, we did take a step forward. And in some ways, small steps, and in some ways, big steps. I mean, Frank Reich did an incredible job. Yeah. You know, and you know this, like, you don't have interim coaches in college football. That's mm-hmm. sort of crazy. That's like, recruiter. What do you do? What do you do this? Yeah. And like, and he gave our staff, I think, just an incredible year. He gave our players an incredible year. He helped set up the foundation for Tavita to come in and continue to build and not have to start from scratch. I mean, I think our model here with me, like an NFL team where the GM is in charge, you know, allows for that, allows for continuity, you know, through a program, whereas other places you're starting right over at the beginning. And so I'm thankful for Frank. I'm thankful for our guys. I mean, who believed in this and stayed here. I'm with the portal, with everything else. It's so easy to leave, right? So easy to leave. Grateful for the guys that came in. But we took steps forward. It was big. And certainly it's the first time in 10 years we've had more wins than the previous season. Right. Let that sink in. And that's, you know, so I'm like, I am proud, really proud of this team. And it's like, all right, who cares? Let's go do, you know, we got to take steps forward. The price doesn't decrease. It only increases. You know, let's go. Let's get to work.
That Cal win was pretty large, right? Obviously always, always huge in the big game. But the fact that it did mean that you're increasing that win total. I know that must have meant something large to you, I imagine.
It did, and we set that out as one of our goals when we started the season, right? And it's and for our guys to accomplish that, and I think we only had one or two guys on the team that had ever beaten Cal, and they were 6-year players, right? Like, and look, Cal, a lot of respect for Cal. They've done a heck of a job recently. A lot of respect for Ron and their program and the university, and a lot of respect for our rivalry. I mean, this is the oldest in the West, man. This is 1892. That was when we first started playing Cal, March of 1892. And it matters. And, you know, and I think football in the Bay Area, and you would know better than me from your vantage point, but it's gone through an odd period of maybe here over the last 10, 15 years. The Raiders are gone, you know, the Niners candlestick down to Levi's, and certainly their ascension in many ways. Us, Stanford, being at an incredible high and low, and Cal trying to figure it out, and the Pac-12 disbanding. But did it feel good to have a full Stanford stadium of 50,000 raucous fans in a real big-time college football matchup of talented teams, and for us to come out on top. That matter, because it's a real game. I mean, it's a real rivalry. It is real in every sense of the word, and we don't like each other. Like, I respect Berkeley, but like, it's got a decent food scene, and my cousin Claudia lives there, and she's cool, and I love her. But like, otherwise, like, I don't like them.
Luck says Berkeley has decent food scene, nothing else. So let's get there. That's great. You are proselytizing Stanford. I mean, I think you said that. You've said that. You are doing it with incredible energy. You're doing it right now. I mean, do you think you're fit for that role? Is that something that you like? I am. This is what I should be doing out here.
Yeah. Yes. I feel right where I'm supposed to be. I mean, like, I am, you know, is it 10 toes in the ground or 10 toes? Like, I feel very much at home in many dimensions of the word. I mean, I met my wife, you know, my wife and I met here freshman year on campus. We have two daughters. They're growing up on campus, right? It's pretty idyllic. The people, there's a sense of place and belonging here that is powerful. And I love this program, and I love the challenge. I love the challenge of sort of this college football ecosystem, a program that has existed for over 130 years that has – that's not my jersey, to be clear. That's a John Brody signed.
I was wondering about that. It's not very Andrew to have his own jersey.
No, and I might have to switch my Plunkett signed jersey with the John Brody signed jersey to be clear.
Get in the shot.
Yeah. You know, we're a program, Tim, that's been to the fourth most Rose Bowls in all of college football history, right? We've had Pop Warner and Bill Walsh and Clark Shaughnessy and Jim Harbaugh and Denny Green and Ty Willingham and David Shaw. We've had four quarterbacks drafted number one overall, right? And we have Christian McCaffrey's, we have John Elway, we have these sort of larger than life figures for a long time, and so I very much feel the responsibility of stewardship, right, of legacy of something. And, I mean, this is a new era, and we got to go prove it, right? And we – and I am right where I'm supposed to be. I love, in a sense, selling Stanford, and I don't mean that flippantly or to put, you know, the word selling with a negative connotation, whether that's, you know, sharing with you the story of Stanford football, sharing with the world. I mean, in some version, I feel like an evangelical preacher barnstorming, you know, around – and fundraising. Like, I love fundraising. I love trying to figure out how to sell this place and support and get the support from our community, which has been overwhelming, frankly, how much people are leaning in. And then recruiting. Like, you know, we have what I think is an incredibly talented recruiting class that's coming in, like with some really special pieces from, you know, in a classic Stanford way, from all over the country, right? Because we got to go find these unicorns everywhere. You know, that have the grades and have the football aptitude to, like, be part of a winning championship program. And they didn't, you know, they didn't know who they're – we have a top 30 class by many accounts around there. Take it for whatever that means. But they didn't know who their head coach was going to be until, like, 3 days before signing, you know, or whatever it was, 3 days before signing day. And we flipped guys at the end because this place, when we're serious about football, is special. So I'm right where I'm supposed to be. I love supporting our coaches. I love supporting our student athletes because they are still student athletes, and supporting them in their dreams. And that's winning championships. It's winning ball games. It's getting to the NFL. And it's also developing as young men, right? Because that's what this sport gave to me. And I feel very fortunate to be in a position to sort of give back into it and this seat here at Stanford.
And, you know, the reality of college football, obviously, now is NIL is a huge part of it. And, you know, in past times, we've heard Stanford was not that interested in it. Now everybody obviously has to be in it.
Yep.
How in it are you? And you're like, are you like, okay, we got to go dollar for the player we want. Can Stanford do that? Is that kind of what you're doing right now? Or do you have to be a little bit less kind of competitive with the dollars than maybe some other?
No, I look, we look at our recruiting pitch, our retention pitch as more than just dollars and cents, right? Like, now, do dollars and cents matters? Absolutely, right? And maybe it's not the scale of dollars and cents, it's the tens and hundreds and thousands and more. But we know that's part, a real part of the package, right? We know that's real part. So on a philosophical level, we are very clear with our recruits and our players. They, to a certain degree, college football has always been transactional. I, Andrew Luck, had a scholarship to play football, not a scholarship because I was elite in some other way, right? Or that Stanford is bringing me here because of my math talent or my singing talent. We sure know it wasn't my singing talent. But so there's always been a transaction. And then our job is to make sure we are a transformational place, right? Because that's the mission. That's what we're here for, is to help transform lives. So now it's, you know, we just have to be really, really clear about the transaction. And NIL is absolutely part of that. How do we compete in the marketplace? We're competitive. We have to be. You know, does it mean we match dollar for dollar on everyone? No. Does it mean we're under on some according to the marketplace? Sure. Does it mean we're over on some? Sure. Right. It's our job to construct a team and a roster. And look, the support, and it starts with our president, really, like him setting the environment for this to succeed. And then my new boss, John Donahoe, our AD, who's probably the most overqualified athletic director in the world, right? They set the table for us, and the market. What is difficult about the college market, Tim, is as you've written and talked about, there is not the NFL, the NBA, the Major League, WNBA. There's a level of transparency around who's getting what deals are, right? And we're all sort of speaking at least in the same, you know, with the same visibility. In many ways. In college, it's not the case, right? And it's a lot of conjecture, a lot of hearsay, so you're not quite sure what is actually out there, right? And we'll see where college football gets to. It's got to, you know, we need a lot of help. But in the meantime, it's our job to build a competitive football team, a really competitive football team. And I believe in our guys. I mean, they're a heck of a unit. We took a lot of steps, and I'm excited to continue to build with them.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This message may be shocking to many millennials. If you are one, you might want to sit down. Right now, loads of people are searching the following on Depop: low-rise jeans, halter top, velour tracksuit, puka shell necklace, disc belt. You likely placed these in the dark of your closet in 2004, never to be seen again. But if you can find it in yourself to dust them off, there are a lot of people who will give you money for them. Sell on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Coca-Cola. For the big. For the small. The short. And the tall. Peacemakers. Risk takers. For the optimists. Pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts. and extroverts, the thinkers and the doers, for old friends and new. Coca-Cola, for everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
There's a reason Chevy trucks are known for their dependability, because they show up no matter the weather, push forward no matter the terrain, and deliver. That's why Chevrolet has earned more dependability awards for trucks than any other brand in 2025, according to J.D. Power. Because in every Chevy truck, like every Chevy driver, dependability comes standard. Visit Chevy.com to learn more. Chevrolet received the highest total number of awards among all the trucks in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. Awards based on 2022 models. Newer models may be shown. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Other places have kind of said, this is where we are, and this is what we need to get to the CFP, or need to win conferences, or whatever it is. Do you want to enunciate like what the level is that you're expecting from the football team? Like maybe not right away, or maybe right away, that you need to see from this team?
We need to win, and we'll put our goals together as a team and get there. And you know, they'll come back in January, and we'll make sure we're all on the same page of that. But look, we're here to win championships, and we know that starts with conference championships. And as I learned in the NFL, you make a playoff, anything can happen, right? We've seen that through this. So, but before that, you know, like, okay, it's sort of sexy to talk about winning and championships, but you know, the real value is in building championship culture and championship process. And Tavita, our new head coach, is all about that. Some of the more important lessons that I learned in my life from playing quarterback, including in the NFL, was if you want to get to anywhere close to where you want to go, you need a championship process with in part of championship culture and people working together. Frank Reich embodied that this past year and helped all of us, you know, help construct a lot of that. And that's where the work is in, getting the right people, collaborating, being on the same page and teaching great football.
Obviously you hired him, Tavita Pritchard. Obviously you felt he was the right guy and you knew it and you knew him. Anything in the last few weeks that he's done, he said, that you went, yeah, that's why I hired him? Is there any anecdote you can throw out there like that?
The way he's connected with our players, right? I know in him to be a special leader, especially in his ability to connect with players, recruits, anybody. And watching him interact with our guys and help those guys feel comfortable around him and get to know him. And you know, we talk a lot about coaching and teaching, and the best coaches are teachers. And he very eloquently, you know, talks about how from the player's perspective, you know, they don't care how much you know, how much you can teach them, until they know that you care about them. And he is setting the groundwork for great teaching of this wonderful game for our program, and doing a heck of a job, you know, working on filling out our staff and plugging away.
One thing that's come up, and actually a Stanford person kind of asked this of me and wondered if you had, how closely you'd study this, you know, Pritchard, he was an assistant when things kind of went down a little bit. Yep. And you, I think you even mentioned that you had to study some of this. Can you identify what that, and did he like say, okay, here's what we should have done? Or was there any kind of conversation about that?
Oh, there was a bunch of conversation about that. I wanted to understand. I mean, one is a Stanford fan, you know, which I am, and I, you know, and watched from both afar and close, knowing folks. And two, you know, it was certainly part of our process and interview process, and not just me, but those on the committee. And I won't get into the, yep, to the full details, but Tavita was very clear about, hey, here's where I feel like I messed up. Here's where I learned, right? Here's what I learned. Here's what I learned if I've ever stuck in a situation like that again. This is what I do. So I think the right mixture of anything, of ownership, of agency over one's role in it, and then a growth mindset, right? And a willingness to learn and apply lessons to the future, and I felt that and still feel that from Tavita. And like, if I've learned anything in this job in a year, which is about coming up on, you know, about a year since I started, is like, ooh, you're gonna stub your toe a lot. You're gonna mess up, right? You're gonna mess up, and it's really only fatal if you do not acknowledge it, learn from it, and if you know, if there was sort of shrapnel sent out and consequences, then make sure you go own it and apologize if it was on you. So, you know, we're here to learn together. We will embody a growth mindset like the great Stanford professor, Carol Dweck, tells us to, and we'll keep chipping away and plugging away at it.
You know, I'm reminded of this situation when I look at Buster Posey, and I don't know how closely you follow that, but another a player coming back in administration role who identified, you know, that was a face of a franchise through so much success. And you, there's a comparison to you. Do you feel that comparison? And have you talked to Buster at all?
We keep circling each other. I can't wait to meet him. We have some mutual friends, and I think when this all settles down before they go spring training, I would love to spend some time with them. I mean, look, I'm a fan of Buster Posey. I remember he played like every position during a game at Florida State once. I want to say, is that right, Tim?
It might be. He played a lot of positions.
Maybe there's something like that, or maybe that's just part of the lore and the mythology. And, you know, I was in school out here when the Giants were winning a championship on every even year, it felt like. I think that – do I have that right as well?
10, 12, and 14. Yes.
10, 12, and 14. So it was on in our – you know, those games were on in our locker room all the time. And so, I'm not, you know, again, the comparison game, it's – I don't know. I guess I haven't paid attention. What intrigues me is the opportunity, like with John Lynch, like the fact that I can call John Lynch and ask for advice or – this or that, like, or just shoot the breeze. Like it's nice having folks out there that are in a similar S position and can share and mentor. And I do hope to have a chance to talk to Buster at some point here, sooner rather than later.
You've mentioned that there is a close relationship with the 49ers, and obviously Lynch has the Stanford ties clearly. Is there beyond that? And what does that mean to you that you have an NFL team right there? Pretty good one, that you can lean on or you can talk to, and maybe not just Lynch.
Yeah, it's really cool. Really cool. You know, one, as opportunities for our staffs to learn, like our staff went down, you know, to the facility in the off season, the coaches, to talk to coaches, to watch OTAs. I mean, you know, they certainly, and you're right. They're a good team and a good franchise with good history. And, you know, whether it's, you know, for me, not just Lynch, but getting to use Parag at Roth as a sounding board on something, or just to see Jed around and ask his opinion on something, you know, from the perch of being a team owner. And then the players, like, man, we're so proud of Christian and Curtis Robinson. And, you know, there's a long history. I think back in the day, the training facility was just here in Redwood City, right? Like 10 minutes from, and Santa Clara is, you know, 15 minutes down the road. And so there's certainly a natural allegiance, I think, for many folks and pride. Like it's good for us when the Niners are doing well. And I want to believe it's good for football. I mean, we all are in this sort of football fraternity in the Bay Area. And I think it's, you know, part of a rising tide lifts all ships. And we got to make, certainly the Niners are leading the charge, and us and San Jose State and Cal, you know, and then all the JUCO community college ecosystem, which is pretty amazing, you know. In the Bay Area and high school football, like we're all, you know, middle school football, Pop Warner, we're all in this together.
One thing I've always wanted to ask you, Harbaugh has mentioned way back when you were playing for him that you had a secret weapon. There's a secret thing about you that was a factor that was above all else, or just was really helped lift you. My always supposition was it was your voice that boomed that call out. There was never this flinching. Or what did he just say? Am I true? Has he ever said that to you? Did you feel that was an advantage for you?
I'm not sure if I remember it advantage or not, but I am a little bit vain about my quarterback voice. There's no doubt. I'm proud of it. I loved calling cadences in the NFL and in college. I mean, Jim taught that. Coach Harbaugh taught voice, quarterback voice, and I think there's something to it. And our quarterbacks this year did an amazing job. I mean, Bengal Branson got guys off sides. Elijah Brown helped ice a game by drawing someone off sides with cadence. It's a bit of a dying art, but I know it's something that we will always, at least while I'm here, always teach and expect our guys to do, because it is part of the game. And yes, I do with quarterbacks. I do talk. It is important to have positive affect. Right, you need quarterbacks to be able to walk into a room or into a huddle or wherever a space, and for those around to feel them and to feel that they are being uplifted by that person. And part of that is how you call a play, right? And how you know, am I instilling by my reading of green right 95 weak kill 96 power does that instill a sense of confidence that we as a unit will get this done, you know, on a third and one at a raucous stadium? So there's something to it. I don't think I did it perfectly by any stretch of the imagination, but you have called me out on my vanity for my voice.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I know that voice,
to be clear, just the quarterback voice.
It's conviction is what I think it is, right? It's like, I believe this. I'm going to say it with my body, and you guys are going to believe that we're going to be able to do it. And 100%. I've watched that since, I mean, you know, God, you could hear your voice in the frigging press box. So it was always something like that must mean something, and it means something for the snap count. It means something to the offense, means for something for the defense.
Well, if Jim Harbaugh says it, it must mean something.
There you go. You know, I believe that. I'll wrap this up with a version of a question I ask everybody. I hope to ask you this many times, Andrew. What's your favorite book right now?
Ooh, I will go with the right now. I'll do two. I just finished a book by a Stanford professor, Adam Johnson. He wrote The Orphan Master's Son, which is like fantastic sort of contemporary fiction, realistic fiction about North Korea. It's an awesome book. And he just, my wife was sitting on our dining room table like 3 weeks ago. It was his new book. It's called Wayfinder or The Wayfinder. And it's an epic. It's a Homeric epic.
Wow.
You know, and it's worth reading. I had buddies who took his class, and he's just an incredible writer. It's fiction. And then right now, the book I finished that and just started a new book, piece of nonfiction by Philippe Sands, who's a human rights lawyer, international lawyer, really well known, writing about the end of the Pinochet era in Chile, and some connections to some Nazis that fled Germany after the war and found harbor there. And it's a heavy read.
Yeah.
But I got to learn something about something. It's important. So it's called Lundris 38. Lundris 38.
Okay. You got me back. Cause I'm a fiction guy and all these football guys are nonfiction, right? They're all histories and everything like that. And it's hard for me to read some of those. So you got me with a fiction one. I'll try that out. I try to read all the good fiction stuff. So
yeah, the Orphan Master Son or Wayfinder. I couldn't recommend either more.
All right, Andrew, look, thank you so much. Glad I bumped into you. Glad we did this. I appreciate it. And I'm sticking to the time. I want everyone to acknowledge that I'm sticking to the time. I promise. I always do. So always good, Andrew. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Tim. Good to see you. And we'll see you down on campus here this year.
Yes, you will. All right. Thank you so much. See you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates.
benefits, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.